difference. Before we have some guided practice suggestions and reflections, let's enjoy the sound of the bell and come back to our breath and our body, heart, mind, for a little while. So, dear friends, I'd like to touch briefly on walking meditation, just briefly, as we explored it this morning quite deeply, and then talk about outdoor walking meditation as a Sangha, as one, which we're going to practice together at 3:30. And then I'll close with a guided meditation. I find walking meditation very nourishing and very practical in everyday life. Like many of us, I choose to inhabit environments where there is a great deal of fear, anger, sometimes violence, sorrow, despair. And I find walking meditation, coming back to the body, touching calmness, ease, solidity, invaluable, invaluable to working environments where we can help transform the suffering of people. For example, I think a number of you know that I choose to work in prisons sometimes and secure hospitals where there are a lot of people that are fearful, have a great deal of despair, great deal of trauma. And so it's vital that when I enter those environments that I have peace, stability, joy, freedom, fearlessness, in order to co-create a more peaceful environment for the people that I I'm spending time with. And so, what I tend to do is I park my car some way off where I am about to enter, and I enjoy walking meditation, as Kirsten and yourselves explored this morning. So I find it a very practical thing, being present for each step, enjoying each step, nourishing myself with each step, cultivating peace, freedom, joy, happiness, which then I can take into prisons, take into environments where there is a great deal of fear, where there is a great deal of anger, where there's a great deal of despair. And I suspect, I know, because I know many, well, some of you, that many of us here are choosing to be environments similar to the ones that I've described. So I would ask you to, or suggest that you consider using walking meditation as nourishment for you and for the people, the environment, the animals, the minerals that are also suffering. So you can understand. So your heart is open. And so you can be creative because your mind is free. You're not worrying about what's going to happen in the future. You're not anxious. You're just present. You can just hold what is there, whatever suffering is there. And here is a great place to explore that practice, which you can take into the world when you leave here on Wednesday. Every step, being present, every step. A dear friend from Ireland bought me a calligraphy saying, "Joy is every step," by Tai. And joy can be every step. So every step we take, we can be present and cultivate great joy with it. And perhaps our friends at home, you can do the same. And if you live in a in a house, you might choose to practice it when you're walking upstairs too. A long time ago, I used to work in a town hall, and I really enjoyed just walking mindfully up each step. It was a great practice. A dear friend and mentor suggests that if our mind wanders, which it will, we should know that the mind's wandered and go back down the steps again and start again. But that's not always practical, I know. So please consider practicing mindful walking. And we'll do this when we're practicing outdoor walking in a little while. Outdoor walking is a way to reconnect with nature. And it's also an opportunity to realize that we are one cell in a Sangha body. We are one cell in a Sangha body. So when we walk as one, we are taking care of ourselves, of course, and we are also taking care of every single one of us that is choosing to walk. So we're not rushing ahead, we're not hanging behind, we're walking as one Sangha body. It's a practical way to realize that we can create strong mindful energy when we practice as one, when we take care not just of ourselves but of each other. It's a very simple and practical way that we'll be exploring together in about 25 minutes or so, in the sun. A couple of other things that will help us as we're practicing as a Sangha is the beautiful mindfulness bell. So to start the mindful walking, there'll be a bell. And we'll just focus on our walking. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, just walking. So often, I don't know about you, but I'm walking to get somewhere, to do something, to achieve something. Well, today we can just walk to walk. Very simple. We can just enjoy the soles of our feet kissing the earth, and the earth kissing the soles of our feet back. However, it's a beautiful day, and we're in beautiful countryside. So once or twice during the walk, you'll hear a sound of the bell. And that's an opportunity to stop, to smile. Remember to smile. And stand. And just take in the environment, the beautiful environment that we're so fortunate to be in. As well as kissing the earth with the soles of our feet and being kissed back, Thais sometimes suggest that we follow our breathing when we walk. For some of us here that I know practice that, that means that we follow our breathing and we synchronize our steps with the breath, so perhaps a couple of steps per breath. However, if that gets in the way of you enjoying the walking, then please just enjoy walking another way. All of the practices of walking meditation are the same as when we sit, so we're still silent. We're still forever watchful of our minds and our body. So it's not it is a casual, easy walk. However, we're still practicing. We're still being forever watchful of our minds, of our hearts, of our body, of the Sangha. We walk in pure awareness. It is a form of meditation. And when we meditate, we can use the deepest level of our consciousness. So we're not just rationalizing or using concepts. We're just going to something deeper. We're going to that non-conceptual wisdom that we all have, that is there for us to call upon. And that's what we're going to call upon now, because for the remainder of our time, we'll just sit and meditate with a few words of guidance. So please make yourself comfortable, or try out some of the new postures that you discovered when you spoke to us before lunch. And I'd just like to say one thing before we start. Because we're going to a deeper level, rather than using abstract concepts, Thay Thich Nhat Hanh, whose book, The Blooming of a Lotus, I'm going to use a meditation from, uses certain visualizations, certain words that can help us find ease, find calm. So he uses words like flower, visualizing the flower, visualizing a mountain. And he's doing this in order that we can find freshness, solidity, calmness by associating with those words. So please make yourself comfortable. When you breathe in, know you're breathing in. And when you breathe out, know you're breathing out. Breathing in, knowing. Breathing out, knowing. When you breathe in, you may see yourself as a flower. When you breathe out, feel fresh. Flower, fresh. As you breathe in, see yourself as a mountain. And as you breathe out, feel solid. Mountain. Solid. Breathing in, see yourself as still water. Breathing out, reflecting all that is. Still water, reflecting. And when we breathe in, we can see ourselves as space. And when we breathe out, we can feel free. Space, free.